it's amazing how failure got me here on this podium in front of everyone. But before here was a season of my life where I had so many questions like, why me? Why now? I was so confused. It was a very dark period of my life. All these questions started because I had accepted a job that had promised me heaven and earth, but I think they left out the hell in between. So I'd been at my old job for almost 5 years, and I loved the job, I loved the people loved me. But that in itself was a problem because I needed to step out of the nest. I needed to know that I could stand by myself. I needed to know that I could stand by my result and deal with whatever consequences of my actions. And so when this new job would come with all the perks, you know, it was going to give me an opportunity to travel and to lead teams, not just in my country, but across multiple countries. I was like, yes. This is it. This is what I've been waiting for. And I remember the day I had to tell my boss that I, you know, was quitting to join this new shiny startup. I was crying. It was a lot of tears. And he was speechless. But then he said something. He said, well, if you go there and you don't like it, you can always come back. And so I was like, okay, I'm not coming back. And so I went off. And it was great for a while. Now, a few months down the line, the startup shuts down. This is less than a year. I already quit the job. I moved to this fancy new place. I was living the life. And so imagine leaving the choicest part of town to move back with family, being unemployed. That was my worst nightmare. I didn't know how not to be busy. I didn't know how not to have a to-do list. I just did not know how not to do all of those things. But that was now my reality. And so I tried getting back into the job market. I would, you know, go back to recruiters that had reached out to me and say, hey, how about that job you offered me a year ago? Is it still available? And it was embarrassing, it was shameful, but it did not stop there. And I would go into interviews not knowing if they wanted me or they wanted to hear what had happened with the old company. I would have to deal with press men and press women trying to contact me to get insider information. It was terrible. I couldn't pick calls. I had to get off social media. Some of my colleagues also wanted to sue the company, and so every conversation I had with them was going to potentially end up on a tabloid. And so it was really dark for me. Prior to leaving to join the new place, as a person of faith, I had spent some time. And it felt like, did I not hear well? Was I being selfish? Have I ruined my life? Is this off my destiny? And I had to struggle with all of that. But even in that, I somehow found the courage to train people. I volunteered to teach, and I thought about 200 students on marketing, something I never knew that I could, but I did it and I enjoyed it. And now I hear stories of people saying, wow, you're a great teacher. And I'm like, okay. And in that, I would also reflect and remember that one of the founders would, you know, casually say, oh, you know, with all the money that we raised for this startup, we could have gone to business school, we could have gone to the best business schools. And I'm like, maybe you should have gone to business school. Maybe you would have made better decisions and the company wouldn't have shut down. And I would think to myself, maybe I should go to business school. Maybe I will make better business decisions. Then I can help healthcare companies stay alive, and I can help other people stay alive. A point I hadn't mentioned was that when the company shut down, what was more painful for me wasn't the fact that I was losing a job less than a year that I had joined, but it was the fact that we were working on projects that were so important and quite personal to me. We're working on hypertension and diabetes reversal, which are like two major illnesses that people in my home country suffer from. And I also have a parent who has a pre-existing condition. And so working on that project meant that I could give my family some hope that maybe we could improve the lifestyle, improve our lives. And so when the company shut down, a part of me also did go down. And through that reflection, I found a new course. I decided that I was going to apply to business school. I was going to learn how to make better decisions for healthcare companies. I was going to do better. And I found the courage to put the application to Johns Hopkins, the Johns Hopkins. And failure led me here. If the company had never failed, if I never found the courage to step out of the nest, I probably wouldn't have been here. Here, this podium in front of you, here in Johns Hopkins. And so I am reminded that failure isn't the end, it's just a new beginning. Thank you.